Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm feeling a little bit sorry for Gemma, who's working on the show today. She sat there in the live lounge, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, we went out for our dinner last night, and I think Gemma is probably the worst for wear out of all of us.
Yeah, she's not feeling the best. And you can tell because she's wearing a hangover hoodie that only wears when she's had a little bit too much to drink.
But I think that's Miles' hoodie, isn't it? Because it's, like, way too big for her. She's drowning in it.
She doesn't know. Now, we've got a little talk-back thing. Gemma's in the live lounge, and occasionally she'll just buzz through to us.
She's got, like, a microphone, like, you know, in them taxi offices.
Yeah.
She's got, like, a little microphone and a buzzer, you know, like, when they call the cabbies.
Hello, Gemma's cabs.
Yeah, she's got one of them.
Gemma's cabs.
And
hello,
she buzzes the studio. And normally she's like, hiya!
Hi, everyone! Yeah, and today she's like, she's buzzed through there and went, I think this is in my top 5 worst Christmas songs ever.
She's just passing comment on everything, isn't she? Rubbish.
Anyone want coffee?
Water.
Water. This is awful.
It's just like, what's she wanging on about now? Yeah. It's all like completely monotone.
I just buzzed back through and went, what's worse than this, Christmas songs wise? I'll get back to you.
She can't even think. She's like, this is one of the worst ones. It's definitely in my top 5. What's number 1?
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Bless you, Gems. Get well soon. And now,
we're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
I'm sorry, but it's true. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
Just be glad it isn't you. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
On the bed, on the floor,
ew.
On the towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the minibar.
Still can't listen to that, can you?
No.
It's still a bit difficult for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I think me and Matt are too close. I can't think about it like that.
We've annoyed Matt Fincham off the Chris Moore Show a lot this year. This is when we annoyed him back just before the big weekend, as he was trying to book a holiday cottage for him and the Chris Moyles team. A nice Welsh man called him up.
Radio 1.
Good afternoon. Is that Matt Fincham?
Yes, it is.
Matt, is Carl here from... How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Carl. How are you?
Just phoning about your reservation for the big weekend in a few weeks. To be honest, Matt, I've got a few concerns.
Are those sheep I can hear in the background?
No.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, hi. Say that again.
Well, yesterday on the radio, we had a number of people saying that you would be servicing busty blondes in the cottage.
No, that was taken out of context, and I actually never said that, and I'm sharing a room with Alid, so nothing untoward's going to happen.
All right, because there'll be no... There's a rule on the cottage, so there's no hanky-panky. No hanky-panky whatsoever, all right?
Where did you say your name was again, please?
Carl.
Carl, you sound like a woman.
I find that quite offensive, Matt, to be honest.
Oh.
Is that better for you?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm
just a few other things, Matt. Are any of you bilingual?
Yes, two of our party are. Actually, no, one.
That's brilliant, because there's no English to be spoken after 5 o'clock.
Okay, Carl, is there anything else, or can I go now?
Can I just take the names of those who are bilingual?
Sure, Alid Hayden-Jones.
Alid?
Yes, she thinks
I thought
about
he was the bilingual one out of the party, to be honest. We had some bilinguals stay recently, and they were perfectly normal, if you ask me.
Okay. Carl, I'm really sorry. I must get on with some work now. Is that all right?
Just one more thing that you need to be aware of.
Sure.
There's a slight stain on the carpet in the second bedroom. Hello? Is he gone? Hello? That sheet took me rather by surprise.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
More big tunes like that tomorrow on my floor fillers. No, not tomorrow. It's Friday. What day is it? Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, that'll be Christmas Eve. I get mixed up at this time of year. It's 5 to 5 with Scott Mills.
Have you watched that Miranda one yet, the last in the series?
No, is it good?
There's a joke about that in there.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm such a cliche.
You are. You're like her parents, who never know what day it is between Christmas and New Year, so they have to check on the Radio Times.
Ace, that's me.
That is you.
You're the one that bought the Radio Times.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's really
old school
thick.
Is that?
It's really heavy. Oh. And do you know what?
Let me just circle the programmes I'm going to watch. You've so done that.
No, they do take, in the Miranda episode, they do take the mick out of people that go, oh my God, and get really excited because it's so heavy. But it really is a thick one. And yes, I do go through it. And yes, I do circle what I want to watch. And then I do put it in my recorder.
Is it 1985? Hello, if you're doing revision today. There's lots of people who are revising for exams. So hi, if you're in revision hell.
A really good way of stopping revision for a minute is to get your parents' Radio Times and go through and work out everything you want to record and then spend the next 45 minutes putting it in.
Yeah.
That's a good revision.
On video.
Not on video.
Maybe you could use video plus code.
No.
No. And hello.
That was before I was born.
Yeah. And hello also if you are off to or have just finished doing some Christmas shopping and are in Christmas shopping hell. David's been on from Leighton Buzzard. Get this, right? Today, that's not funny.
Buzzard makes me laugh. I don't know why. Not the place, but like the animal.
It's not as funny as Biggles Wade. That's funny. Today he was in his local Tesco and overheard the store manager phone through to the office to tell them to stop playing Merry Christmas Everybody by Slade, which they did halfway through, and then We're Walking in the Air comes on instead. David asked the manager why, and apparently head office have told the stores that customers have been complaining about Christmas songs, especially that one. So apparently that's the least popular one in Tesco or any other supermarket, probably. So you're saying that they cover the whole store in decorations and have a massive tree and every product is repackaged for Christmas, yet they can't play Slade and Merry Christmas, Everybody. It's a fair point, though, to be fair. That is one of the... I think that might be in Gemma's top two.
They should get Santa in a helicopter by Wing On.
The Scott Mills Daily.
David Beckham has got a Christmas album coming out now. I know some people are actually doubting that this album's real. Why would you do that? I think you'll find that it is real because it's actually on the track listing from yesterday's show and the day before. There's even a 30-second clip which proves it might be real. So, David Beckham. Also, there's a few people going, leave Beckham alone. We're not... Like, he's brilliant. I love David Beckham. But, you know, if he ums... Then you've got to put it to Christmas music. It's that time of year. We already did Wish You Merry Christmas. This is Monday's one. A little bit ropey, that one. Yesterday was Deck the Halls. I think this might be David's finest moment so far. Here he is doing Little Donkey. Bit of a bum note at the end there, Dave. Apart from that, perfect.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's talk about this earlier. Gemma, who works on the show today, is just sat next door in the live lounge. She's feeling not the best. We had a little Christmas meal and some drinks. I just asked her what her view was on Spice Girls 2 Become 1, because we're playing it next. It's all right, that one. It's all right. Anyone want coffee? She's quite kind of, not as talkative as she normally is today, is she?
No. Very, very laid back.
Yeah. But she did. She was like Essex Carol Vorderman last night, because she was the one who sorted out the bill at the end. You know that awkward bit where it's like, right, what did you have? Like, no, I only had 2 Diet Cokes. Mm. Oh, hang on, right, can I use your calculator? And you know, you're like, you're sat there for like 2 hours working it out, and everyone's like, no, you just pay Scott this, and then I'll give him the money back. Ah, I don't understand.
There was like 20 people there last night.
Yeah,
was she like
hard.
That? Like they are in the bank, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, like when she's counting the notes.
Yeah, also, you know, we were talking about this last night because we were kind of going, oh, look, it's Gareth Vorderman.
Because someone always tries to put you off when you're doing it, when you've got that much money to try and get in.
She was even licking her finger, like, off of the bank as well.
Did she not have one of those little finger cone things?
Yes.
They're my favourite.
They are
I've always
good.
Wanted one of them.
before they finger the notes, you know, and they just will it in their hand. Also, they don't actually go 10, 20, 30, 40.
Yeah, they do.
They don't. They go tens, tens, 20, 20, five, fives a pound.
What bank do you go to?
They do.
No, they don't.
If you actually listen to what they're saying.
they don't. They count
right,
it.
Right, back me up here, people.
No, they don't. They're like 10, 20, 30, 40, 100.
No, they go, ones,
10,
ones, 20, twos, 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 twos a pound. And you're like, what did you just say? What?
Do it again.
Ones, ones, twos, twos, fives, fives a pound. Doesn't make actually any sense. If you actually listen next time you go into a bank when they're counting out money, they never go 10, 20, 30. It's like, ones, ones, twos, twos, fives, fives a pound. I promise you. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Jen.
Jen, where are you?
I'm in Glasgow.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
How can I help?
Well, I just thought that was only a Scottish thing, that weird counting.
No.
It's so unbelievably irritating. You're like in a shop in a news agents usually, and they're like, okay, so that's change your 20s, that's 5, 5, 10, 20, and then 15s or 10.
What does that mean? What is it? What are they on about?
I don't understand at all.
5, 6, 9, then 50s, you're 10. What do you mean? What are you on about? It's true,
is
it's
it
so
a
true.
Special bank / shopkeeper language you have to learn, maybe?
I think it is.
I really don't get it, but I actually wondered that just the other week, and now you said it had text.
But do you ever actually question them? Sorry, what did you just say?
Well, no, but I think I will.
What do you mean 50s, my 10? What are you on about? 5, 6, 9, 50, 50, 70, you're 10. What? Give me a high five. I'm glad I'm not alone on this.
How'd that go?
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Thank
Love you.
You,
bye. So me and Laura, off of who used to work on this show, we're talking about the weird counting out of money in banks yesterday.
How does it go again?
Fives, fives, tens, tens, 50, 50 pound. Now, apparently, Laura should have told me this if she knew it, but this was actually mentioned on a Peter Kay sketch about 5 years ago. Lots of people are talking about it. I didn't know that. I haven't seen that one. But you know what? Laura should have told me if that's the case before, you know, I say it on the radio today, because we all know the first rule of comedy is you do never steal another comedian's jokes. I just call myself a comedian.
I think you did.
Oh,
I think you did. And not only did you call yourself a comedian, you put yourself in the same league as Peter Kay.
Okay, good. So sorry, Peter Kay, if that, you know, if that's one of yours. Do apologise. Yay, let's go on to Stupid Street. They love Crimbo and Stupid Street. So today we've been out to ask them, who is your favourite celebrity and what would you get them for Christmas? So I'll give you the name of the celeb. Points if you get what present they would get right. So I think 25 points if you get the present right.
Generous.
And also the 6 of these, so a potential 150 Scott Mills points for you. So here is our first celebrity on Stupid Street today. We asked them, who's your favourite celeb ever, ever, ever? And what would you get them for Christmas?
David Beckham's my... he just won Sports Personality of the Year, Lifetime Achievement Award. Great footballer. He's just a bit of a good-looking chap that we can look up to and long to be.
There we are. So David Beckham's our first celeb. But what would that man get him for Christmas? What would you get him?
What would I get Bex?
Yeah.
Some football shorts and no top.
Good morning.
What would you get him?
Same.
Everyone fancies Beckham, don't
but
they?
But no shorts. What? Yeah, I think everyone does. Like, the straightest of straight men fancy David Beckham.
What would he get him?
In the same way that... We were having this conversation again last night. In the same way that straight girls do fancy Rihanna a bit, in fact.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Everybody.
David Beckham... Oh, I don't know. New football boots?
Let's find out.
What would you get David Beckham for Christmas?
Give him a goat. Everyone loves a goat.
Oh, a goat, of course. I'd give yourself 25 points there if you said you'd get David Beckham a goat for Christmas. Next.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. So what would you get Jay-Z for Christmas?
Some trainers.
Let's find out.
What would you get him as a present?
Him for me?
You for him. What would you buy him?
Ah, okay. A jacket?
A jacket, there we are. So if you buy Jay-Z a jacket for Christmas, 25 points if you said jacket there. He's probably got quite a few, I reckon.
I haven't got any right so far, have I?
Next.
The Queen.
What does the Queen want? What
would... No, hold up. His favourite celebrity is the Queen.
The Queen.
Oh, yeah. She's a celeb. She kind of is.
Yeah, she is a celeb. But
you don't see her in Heat, though, do you?
I love the Queen, but if someone said to me, who's your favourite celebrity, I don't think she would be the first one that came into my head.
Remember what street we're on?
I know.
What would you get the Queen?
Another tiara.
What would you get the Queen for Christmas?
A mug with a moustache on.
Oh, a mug with a moustache on.
That would be good.
It would be good.
I like those ones. Have you seen the mugs as well, where you can get with the noses on the side?
Yes.
So when you're drinking, it looks like you've got a massive nose.
Mezzan. Next.
Robert Pattinson, probably.
Oh, standard.
Standardly. Our Pats, what would they get him for Crimbo?
I think they would wrap themselves in paper.
Moisturiser.
Wash.
Shower gel.
Wash, shower gel, moisturiser.
He doesn't look flaky to me. Does he look dry skin to you?
No.
Doesn't look like he needs moisturiser.
You can wear moisturiser as a man, even if you're not flaky. Thank you. Next.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
50 Cent.
50 Cent. What would that lady get 50 Cent for Christmas?
A lollipop from the candy shop.
Ew. This lady is my absolute favourite.
And what would you get him for Christmas?
I don't know. It depends on what he likes. Obviously, if you know him, you know what he likes, isn't it? You don't get someone something without knowing them. You've got to know, like, roughly what kind of things they like before you get them, isn't it? I know he likes watch. I know he likes bling bling. So, yeah, so I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, get him something with a bit
of bling. Get him something, yeah. Get him some, maybe one of those diamond rings and that, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
I like the way she went from, well, you can't buy him anything because I don't know him, to suddenly knowing him a lot by the end, to the fact that she was going to get him a diamond ring.
Diamond rings, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, 25 points if you said diamond rings.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
Probably Hillary Clinton.
Now, out of absolutely everybody you could pick in the world of celebrity, probably Hillary Clinton. Can we hear that again, please?
Who's your favourite celebrity?
Probably... Hillary Clinton.
Okay, he's never placed that 50 Cent lady as my favourite so far. So Hillary Clinton's his favourite celeb. What would he get her for Christmas?
I don't know.
And what would you get Hillary Clinton for Christmas?
Bottle of wine. White wine. Cheap one.
Okay, brilliant. A cheap bottle of white wine. Give yourself 25 points if you said that. Wow. Gemma's been back on from next door. Can we have some more upbeat Christmas songs?
I like the way you even did the taxi, like, rank little noise.
All right, Gems. Try and make that happen for you after six, all right? This is BBC Radio 1. Can't believe it's David Garrido's last actual news beat coming up in just a few minutes' time.
Is it?
Tributes have been pouring in from all around the globe. If you would like to send a message to David, just send a text to 81199. Start your message with the word news. Or there's always the Newsbeat Facebook page.
Tributes can be left on there, yeah.
Yeah. Or at Radio 1 Tulip on Twitter. Wow, since we mentioned it was David Garrido's last day on Newsbeat, so many people sending in text messages and bombarding the Newsbeat Facebook page. David Garrido's the one that does the sport, has done for quite a while, if you don't know.
Some of my favourite texts that are coming in. One that's from 740 on the text just says, news, bye. Charlotte says, news, good luck, North Yorkshire people will miss you. Sophie and Gemma say, news, thanks for great news reading, you always made our day in the car. Yeah. And Big Alan Bridgewater
even
says,
he does the sport.
News,
thanks
what?
For listening.
The Garrido is going, the legend, oh my word, all the best, you will be missed.
Yeah. Wayne says, good luck, well, he says, news, good luck, David. Not looking forward to seeing you in HD. So there's loads coming in, thank you so much for those.
The Scott Mills Daily.
More Christmas tunage coming up. Guess which one? Think of the hardcore ones now. We're nearing Christmas.
Is it Elton John?
Yes!
Yes! I want to step into Christmas.
I would love to step into Christmas with him. Well, he'd probably quite like that too. What do you think?
I think yes.
So Jules Holland. Let's talk about him.
Right.
Just something we noticed the other day. He's been on for years, Jules Holland, doing that same show. But it is a great show. We like him a lot.
I like the New Year's Eve one that he does.
Hootenanny?
Yes.
We've noticed he does often put all the emphasis on the wrong words, though. And also, like, when he comes out of quite cool acts like Pendulum, when they've just performed, he's a bit like your dad, but that's why we love him.
Some sensational riffage there. Pendulum, champion riffs there, fellas. Marvellous.
In fact, let's just have a round of applause for the Riffs. We've never had that in this room before.
Great. And here he is, saying some band and artist names.
Ray Davis is here with Mumford and Sons. Now, from Brooklyn, Yay Sir! Fantastic! Foo Fighters! And from Australia, the wonders that are Wolf Mother!
Foo Fighters is my favourite in there. Now, what we've done, just to see who gets it more wrong, Jules Holland or our automated computer voice that we found on the internet. I don't know why, I just thought it'd be fun, you know, it's Christmas.
Were you sitting there this morning after your night out last night going, what can I do? I know, a new Jules Holland game.
Yeah, let's Amazing. Play it, the Jules Holland game.
Okay, cool.
So, first of all, here's Jules.
The Ting Tings.
The Ting Tings.
Now, okay, first off, you need to say it how it should be said.
The Ting Tings.
And Jules.
The Ting Tings.
And now the automated voice.
The Ting Tings.
Oh, no, he's got it right.
So,
there.
The automated voice, Dan, as we're calling him.
Have you just given him a name? Or is that his actual name?
I think he's actually called Dan,
oh, amazing.
The automated
okay.
voice.
Kings of Leon. Jules.
Kings of Leon.
That's quite good. And now, Dan.
Kings of Leon.
No, wrong,
no,
Dan.
No, so Jules wins that
Jules
one.
Jules wins.
So I'm going to keep score now. So, Jules won, Dan won.
Yeah. LCD sound system.
LCD sound system.
That's a good one there by Jules. Dan.
LCD sound system.
Oh, you got it right.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give that one to
Dan there.
So,
okay.
Dan's got two and Jules is only on one.
I'm enjoying this game. Scissor Sisters.
Scissor Sisters.
Again, Jules.
Scissor Sisters.
Over to you, Dan.
Scissor Sisters.
Oh, he says it a bit wrong as well, though.
Scissor Sisters.
Scissor Sisters.
Scissor Sisters.
Scissor Sisters.
No one gets a point there, no. I think. Ellie Goulding.
Ellie Goulding.
No, that's wrong.
Ellie Goulding.
Oh, yes to Dan.
3-1 to the automated system.
Wow. OMLG, Becky, now you've pointed that out. That's going to bug me forever, for every Christmas, for the rest of my life, till I actually die.
Right, I was sitting
here... Oh, God.
And I thought, this is one of those Christmas songs where you always sing along at the chorus bit, but you don't know any of the other words.
No, I know, step into Christmas, step in together,
yeah,
something about snowfall forever and ever.
But you don't know the verses, and I was like, right, I'm going to learn now. So I got them up on the internet, and then...
Singing along.
I realised that there's one bit in the chorus which doesn't quite scan properly.
Yeah. Listen to this. I've never known what he says here. Eat, drink and be merry. What? What's he saying?
That's eat, drink and be merry.
Well, that's rubbish. That doesn't fit. 37 years on, you've just realised.
Yeah. Here we go.
Elton, that's rubbish.
So rather than this Christmas or eat, drink and be merry, I'm going to eat, drink and be merry.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
And now, more of this.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
I'm sorry, but it's true. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
Just be glad it isn't you. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
On the bed, on the floor, on a towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the minibar.
Oh, we've loved annoying Matt Fincham this year because he takes it so well, doesn't he?
Mm.
Now, the one thing that Matt off the Christmas show hates more than anything else is plot spoilers. But he's also one of those people that never watches his favourite TV show when it's actually on the telly. So you can't talk to him about anything he likes on TV for months because he'll have got it to record. I can't watch it yet. I haven't watched it. So Becky thought it would be fun to give Matt some spoilers to his favourite TV shows when she called him. These weren't actually real spoilers either, so we weren't that mean.
No. He didn't know that, though.
No. First of all, about spooks.
Hello?
Matt.
Hello?
Matt, it's Vince. Vince Snatch.
Yes?
From BBC PR for EastEnders. From Spooks.
Sorry?
I'm ringing up to offer you some guests on the Miles show for Spooks and that.
Who did you say you were from?
Vince, I'm from BBC PR. We've got a couple of people you might be interested in for the show.
Right.
A couple of the new cast members for Spooks. Sure. I just wanted to talk to you because obviously after the big storyline last night about Lucas and Harry's
Let me stop you there.
Sorry.
I haven't seen last night's episode, so I...
No, it's where everyone... It's been out now. Everyone knows that Lucas and Harry got married last night. Civil
bye,
partnership.
Bye.
Sorry, what? That was a bit rude.
Then he hadn't watched EastEnders. So we called him.
Hello.
Hello, is that Matt?
Oh, for goodness sake. Yes, it is. Hi, who's this now?
Matt, it's Barbara Windsor.
Oh, hello, Bab.
Oh, I hope you don't mind me getting your number. Saucy.
You're more than welcome. How are you?
Oh, darling, it's lovely to talk to you. Now, listen. Since I've left the square, I'm a bit short of cash. So
right.
I thought me and you could come to some sort of arrangement. I'll give you some plot lines and you can give me some money.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, how is this going to work then?
Well, basically, I'll just tell you what's going to happen in EastEnders over the next few months, like the Christmas plot and all that. And then you can just send me a cheque. So first off, I got the Cat and Alfie and Heather love triangle.
And Heather?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. How does that work?
Well, I don't really want to go into details. Saucy. I think me and you both know how that one would work.
Sure, okay.
I've got all the scripts here.
All the what?
All the scripts.
Right.
How
have you still got the scripts when you've left the show? How is that possible?
I stole them.
Wow.
You know, in the back of the Vic, next to the crisps, the big boxes all stacked up by the phone?
Yes.
They keep them there. So I just had them on the way out.
Were they not burnt in the fire?
The big fire.
There was a fire recently. It was kind of your leaving storyline.
Oh, I forgot about that. Did you see last night's one?
No, I didn't. I don't have a telly at the moment.
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
No.
I could give you that one for free.
I'm sorry, Bubba. I must go.
That's when Cat and Alfie...
Bye-bye.
Oh, nothing annoys him more. And then Becky kind of ran out of voices, so then rang Matt Fincham back as herself, lulling him into a false sense of security before she dropped the most massive plot spoiler of them all.
Hello.
Hi, Matt, it's Becky. Sorry about that.
About what?
About those weird phone calls, sorry. Mm. I won't do it again.
Okay, fine.
Did you have a nice lunch?
Yes, I did have a nice lunch.
What?
What do you want?
No, I don't want to think. No, while you were out, a guy called Vince rang for you, Vince Snatch. He just...
Vince Snatch?
Yeah, he said, he passed on a message. He says, I think it's something about the show tomorrow. He said, Nightingale was actually run by Harry, and he was a traitor. He didn't speak to me for about a week after that.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Someone thinks we've done a new spoiler, which we haven't. That's, from Bex, who says, was the Harry Potter spoiler Becky just said about true? Because I'm yet to see the new Harry Potter film. No, it was about Nightingale. What was it with Harry? I don't know.
Harry from Spooks. Not Harry from
Spooks.
Harry Potter.
That's what I meant.
Harry from Harry Potter isn't a secret agent, is
no.
he?
No, no, it's nothing to do with Harry Potter. I'd quite like it, though, if he just went into the world at MI5. The end. No spoilers there. You and Becky are legends. I've almost pranged the motor, laughing my head off at the Matt Fincham wind-ups. That's from Darren, off of York. Cheers, Darren. I've got such a big job on tonight.
Have you? What?
Well...
Sorry, job makes me laugh.
I'm going down National Lottery HQ after the show.
Oh, yeah?
Midweek draws tonight, just after the news on BBC One. Mm. And it's that time of year where they make me go into the Christmas cupboard and I have to lug the massive white Christmas trees out and put them up. And I've only got, like, 2 hours to do it.
Can't you get some of the audience to help you?
No. So if you if they look a bit rubbish and wonky tonight, that's because I've actually done them all myself.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.